You look lovely. We appreciate you so much. Today we are celebrating Mother's Day, not because it is a national holiday, but because it's just the right thing to do. You are so important, ladies, in our homes, in our nation, and in our world. And so it is that God's Word says the same thing. In Deuteronomy 5, Exodus 20, it's one of the great Ten Commandments. Honor your father and your mother. Jesus reinforced that in Matthew 15 and Paul in Ephesians chapter 6. So once again, happy Mother's Day to you. And I hope that it is a great day for you. I have to apologize this morning. Since I can only talk with one hand, I had to cut my sermon in half. You wish. We're going to talk about this morning about the mommy test. One day a lady was walking in the park with her little daughter, little four-year-old daughter, and she reached down and picked up something off the ground and was going to put it in her mouth. And her mother said, no, baby. Don't do that. The little girl said, well, why? And so her mother said, well, because it was on the ground. It's dirty and it has germs on it. Well, the little daughter obviously was very impressed. And so she said, well, how do you know that? And the quick-thinking mother said, well, because it's on the mommy test. And you have to know that in order to pass the mommy test, or you can't be a mommy. Well, the little girl was then very impressed. So as they walked along, in two or three minutes, the little girl said, oh, I see. If you can't pass the mommy test, then you get to be a daddy? Guys, you know, it's Mother's Day now. We're going to talk about the mommy test. What does it take to pass the mommy test? Well, you know, right now, testing is just finished. The finals just finished for our college students and are going to begin, I guess, this week for our high school students. I know last week, about 9:30, I called my Tori, and she was working hard on a paper that was due the next day. And, of course, we know what it's like to cram for the mommy test, and we know what it's like to wait and have papers that are due and deadlines coming. I know another Mike thing, but it didn't matter when the teacher assigned Mike a project. It was always, he started on it the day before it was due. And I'd say, Mike, I said, son, when did you get this assignment? He said, well, 9 weeks ago. Said, well, why in the world are you waiting until the last minute? And he said, well, Daddy, if you wait till the last minute, it only takes a minute. Pretty good thinking, huh? Not bad. That's a Mike thing. But you know, all of us seem to kind of wait sometimes and have to cram for our test. But this morning, we're going to talk about some things that are on the mommy test. So can you pass the mommy test? One of the things, and I guess you're going to have to forward it for me this morning, Larry, because I don't see a thing. One of the things that I want you to know is that as a mother, never underestimate your importance. We've all heard the old saying, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Well, that's true. And another, behind every great man, there's a great woman. That's true. Mommies are important. And being a mother is the most important job you will ever have. I know in the past few decades, feminists have really tried to emphasize the importance of women. And granted, that was something that needed to be done, because some of our greatest minds are women. Some of our great technological minds and scientific minds are women. And yes, even in the political scene, some of the great politicians are women. So, no question about it, women for too long were put down. And it was indeed time that women received their due just reward. But feminists have taken it to another level by saying and trying to get mothers to believe that you don't have to raise your children, that it's all right to just give them to the daycare. You focus on your career and let somebody else raise your children. In our society, we live in a time where many of our mothers, most of our mothers, have to work and thereby have to rely on child care for their children. But ladies, let me tell you now, no one can take your place as a mother. Your children need you. And so even though you may not be able to give them, because of your work situation, a quantity amount of time, you need to give them a quality amount of time. No one will ever take your place as a mother. Another thing that we want to look at that certainly will prepare you for the mommy test, and that is give your children the gift of love. It is so important that children be loved. Did you know that a baby can literally die from lack of love? We are seeing in our nation and paying the price in our nation for children that have been left alone to themselves and do not feel loved. Many of those who grow up to be criminals and thieves and rapists and murderers are unloved children. We cannot stress enough the importance of love. It is a powerful thing. It is the highest, holiest, noblest, purest, strongest of all human emotions. And we learn to love. We learn of an unconditional love from God Himself, because God is love. And that's the kind of love that we need to cultivate in our homes. An unselfish, caring, kind love. I will always be grateful to my mother because she gave me that kind of love. She made me believe that I was the most important person in the world to her, even though I also had a brother, and she made him feel the same way. She was the wind beneath my wings, and I will always be grateful that God gave me that kind of mother. And I must commend my pet for being that kind of person in our family. I've said time and again, say it again, I have never known a more unselfish person than my pet. And our family felt that and knew that. Several years ago, I wrote her this poem to honor her for her unselfish love. It's called Passing Dreams. I long to write a poem of a rail fence heaped with snow. Instead, I baked a chocolate pie because Kimberly liked them so. I long to paint a picture of a pear tree white with bloom. Instead, I made a braided rug to put in Michael's room. I long to sing a little song ere youth and dreams had flown. Instead, I washed Jason's bleeding knee and smoothed the bandage on. I love to read my books. Then Kristen came along. And by the time everything was done, the day was almost gone. I'll never do those dreamed of things. I've waited far too long. But Kimberly writes, Kristen reads, Michael paints, and Jason sings my song. Thank you, Pat, for being an unselfish wife and an unselfish mother. Another thing that you'll find on the mommy test is set a Christian example. Cannot stress, it's important to teach your children. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But there is nothing like providing a Christian example. Practice what you preach. Do what you say. Some things that we need to set a Christian example we need to set a Christian example in how serious you take your religion. Your children need to see that God is important to you. That attending services are as important to you. You need to set a Christian example in how you treat others. Do you have a kind heart? Are you patient with others? Your children need to see you set an example in how you react to your mistakes. Parents are not perfect. Mommies are not perfect. Have you ever said to your children, Mommy made a mistake. I'm sorry. I'll try not to do that again. Setting a Christian example for your children is exceedingly important. Another thing on the mommy test is teach your children what's right. Now, I know the Bible has a lot to say about fathers teaching their children. And this is a parent thing. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, it does say, Father, train up your children in a way that they should go. Or bring up your children and nurture them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But that also is including the mother as well. As does the wise man Solomon in Proverbs 1 and verse 8 when he says, Hear my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Again, in Proverbs 31 and verse 26, in the part of Solomon's writing that talks about the worthy woman, it says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is in her tongue. Mothers, by the very fact that you have more time, literally to spend with your children, than does your husband or the father very often, that in itself gives you a responsibility to teach your children. And again, much of that teaching is done by your own example. And then, certainly on the mommy test, would be discipline your children. Require them to do what's right. The old idea of putting the discipline on the father, wait till your father gets home, wait till daddy comes home kind of discipline philosophy, is not good. It's not good for several reasons. One is it makes the father coming home a fearful thing. I can remember there were times when my mother did that. She'd say, "No, wait till your daddy gets home." My son, when daddy pulled up in that driveway, I was looking for somewhere to hide. But then every time dad would go away, which wasn't much, but there were times that he had to be away. Every time daddy went somewhere, wasn't much back then, of course, nothing was much, but he'd always bring us something home from his trip. And knowing that daddy had us something, plus that he was coming back home from being gone for a while, we could not wait until daddy got there. You see what I'm saying? It not only that, but it makes the father figure a person to be feared. And you don't want to do that, because the first concept that your children, that our children, have of God comes from their father. If the father is mean and hateful and vindictive, then children grow up thinking of God as mean and hateful and vindictive. But if the father in the household is kind and loving and caring and concerned, when the Sunday school teacher says, "God is our Father," then the concept that comes to that child's mind is of their Father, kind, caring, loving, concerned. So, we want to give our children a good concept of a father. But we must discipline our children. Another reason why is because misbehavior should be dealt with then. You know, of course, you know I ride horses, and very often I see some of these guys, and it's their horse, it's not my horse. But something go wrong with the ride, and they just whip and whip and whip and whip that horse. I just don't like that. I never do my horse that way. For one thing, the horse psychiatrists tell us that a horse only has a 30-second memory. After 30 seconds, he has no idea why you're whipping him. And I don't think, I think that a child's memory is a little longer than that. But another reason we need to discipline our children whenever they have done something wrong is for that reason. Because misbehavior needs to be dealt with whenever it happens for it to really be do the good that it needs to do. We think sometimes that we show our children that we love them more by failing to discipline them, and when in actuality, just the opposite is true. We do not show our children that we love them if we do not discipline them. Someone has said that the time to discipline our children is in the playpen, not in the state pen. And there's a lot of truth to that. Teach your children to love and respect their father is another part of the mommy test. And I mention this because it is so important. Again, I must heap laurels upon Pat because this was one thing that she always did. She always taught our children to respect me as a father because she respected me as a husband. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul, in talking about husband and wife relationship, talks about husbands, love your wives. Wives need to hear, I love you. They need to hear that as part of their need. But did you notice what he said about wives in the reciprocating in for the husband? Husbands, love your wives. Wives, respect your husband. Husband doesn't have to hear the words, I love you, like a woman has needs to. But what he does need to know is he needs to know that he is the most important person in the world to you. And whenever you treat him that way, you fulfill not only a biblical commandment, but you also picture to your children a husband, a father that is to be respected. Another thing on the mommy test would be make your home a safe haven. Make your home a place where your children can always come back to. You know, the old saying is there's just no place like home, though humble it may be. That's what your home needs to be. No matter where your children are, no matter what's going on in their life, they need to know that they can always come back home. And then finally today, give your children wings. You know what? We need to raise our children so that they can get along without us. You know, sometimes instead of motherly love, we often use smotherly love. And that's not just mothers, that's daddies too. But we do, we need to teach them, train them, so that they are able to have their own home. We're reluctant to do that. I think that it's hardest on the last one. I think it's hardest to give up that last one. But again, we have to understand that one of the responsibilities that we have as parents is to teach them to fly. And then let them do it. They might fall down, plunge to the earth a time or two. But it's their mistakes because we allowed them to make their decisions without depending upon us. Without always having to be to everything that they did to have to be in the shadow of our wings. And even though it hurts, we need to be the right kind of parents. We need to train our children so that one day they don't need us. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't want us. And when we do those two things, to teach them to have wings so that they don't need us, but they absolutely want us in their lives, is to be the kind of parent that we ought to be. So there it is. I'm sure that you've got a lot of other points and suggestions about what it might take to pass the mommy test. But I believe that if we can do those things right there, I believe that we'll be the kind of mother and grandmother the Lord wants us to be. Above all else, we need to give our children Christian mothers, Christian grandmothers, Christian daddies, Christian granddaddies. When we give them that, we have given them something more precious than gold. Are you the Christian mother you ought to be? Are you the Christian daddy you ought to be? Well, thank God you have life and opportunity, if you're not, to do something about it. And the example that we have, God Himself, is an absolutely perfect example. So the invitation today from the Master is, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Thank God for Christian, wonderful mothers. Will you come while together we stand and sing?